Thanks for listening to the Kim Komando Show. This is the weekend of September 11th, 2021.
You know, it was a couple of years ago. You may remember there was this story about a Roomba that went viral. It was, well, an unfortunate story. I mean, when the robotic vacuum was cleaning this guy's floors, it accidentally went over some dog poop and then proceeded to smear the entire house in it. Ugh. All right, good news. They went back to the drawing boards. And the latest robot vacuum cleaner, the Roomba J7 Plus, is now smart enough, yes, to recognize poop. So instead of running over it, it now avoids it. But really, cleaning it up would be the best, right? It's like it sees it and then it scoops it up. That's a marketing feature that I would like. Hey, but did you hear that they now have a Roomba that can clean the stairs, which I know, it just sucks on so many levels. Yes, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of why we are the largest show about all things digital. We talk about living the best digital life ever. I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And you can find us on, I don't know, about 425 top stations from coast to coast, and streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming whenever you want, as a podcast or as a webcast, 24/7 over at getkim.com. And a big thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women. Love you guys and gals in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And let's get this party started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. We're going to start with Amazon's plan to keep existing workers and to keep more workers coming in. And they're going to be adding tens of thousands of additional employees. Now, Amazon, the reason I want to bring this up is that they're offering its 750,000 hourly employees. Well, how'd you like to be in charge of that HR department? Ooh, the ability to enroll in a fully paid bachelor's degree program. Location is not a factor. Amazon says employees are eligible for degrees from schools nationwide. They can enroll after 90 days of employment. And this is great. You only have to hit a minimum 20-hour work week. And it's a nice gesture, but you might be wondering, what's in it for Amazon? Really, it all comes down to competition with other companies that already offer similar perks. And Walmart has the same thing, and Target has a similar plan. And Amazon's program will not only cover tuition for four-year degrees, but associate degrees, and if you need to even complete that high school diploma. It launches in January. All right, number two, Amazon is raising the stakes even higher. Okay, new report out from Bloomberg that Amazon has told the companies that operate its fleet of delivery vans to advise drivers they're not going to be screened anymore for marijuana use. They're actually going to put that in the job ads online. But this is another case of Amazon's hand being forced. I mean, they have a real huge driver shortage, and that doesn't mean there's going to be consequences. Amazon told Insider that if a delivery driver is impaired at work and tests positive after an accident or based on suspicion, they're done. Now, one of these driving companies told Bloomberg that if a driver kills someone in a crash and then tests positive for marijuana, their company is on the hook, not Amazon. Now, Amazon says dropping marijuana testing can hike job applicants up 400%. And they made it super easy. When you want to apply, you just call a certain number and you press the hash key. I know. I'm sorry. Number three, that perfect job listing is likely a scam. FBI says more than 16,000 reports from victims in 2020 alone, talking about job-related scams. The Wall Street Journal spoke to a freelance digital media editor who was duped while looking for a job. Now, listen to this. It all began with a text from someone claiming to be with a local humane society. After that text, the person said he was going to put her in contact with a board member. And she did some homework, and that board member was really listed on the website. Then after a couple of weeks of interviews, they offered her the job. Just a few details had to be ironed out. For one, she would need a company-issued laptop and a printer. So they sent her two checks. Your first red flag. She was told to buy other supplies from specific vendors that then she would be reimbursed. That's number two. And guess what? Those checks they sent bounced, and the supply vendors, they weren't real. When it was all said and done, she was out $7,000 of her own money and still unemployed. A letter from my listener mail reminds me of. It said, "Hey, Kim, I was browsing Amazon and I saw a book, How to Scam People on the Internet. I ordered it 3 months ago and I still haven't received it. Can you help me?" I can only help so many people. I wish I could. Number four, one battery can rule them all. I don't know if you heard about the Whoop 4.0. Doesn't that sound like brand new or not true? Yes, it's the Whoop 4.0. What is it? It's a new fitness tracker, and it's been around, actually, the company for years, and they really primarily sell their fitness trackers to really athletes. But what makes their latest fitness tracker wristband different is the battery. That's what I need to tell you about. Okay, like other consumer electronics, it's a lithium battery, but it's a little different. Whoop worked with a small California-based company called Silla Nanotech, which created some new materials, a silicon powder that is used in the battery's anode instead of a, say, typical graphite. So what this means is that this little lithium-ion battery created for a fitness tracker is a third smaller, but this is the big deal, provides a 17% greater power density. So this is a breakthrough. So it's going to pave the way for smaller batteries for smartphones and maybe some sensors, electric cars, list goes on. Now, the Whoop 4.0 wristband is free as long as you sign up for a membership that starts at $18 a month. And if you ever misplace it, just think about all the fun that you have that you'll be able to have when you find it. You can just say, whoop, there it is. All right, number five. Oh, you can't believe everything a Kardashian says. Now, a warning now from Great Britain's Financial Conduct Authority, which is kind of like our Securities and Exchange Commission. And it might be difficult to hear. The chairman of the FCA is warning investors that they shouldn't take cryptocurrency advice from, are you ready, Kim Kardashian? I know, that's shocking. Apparently, it's best to avoid all crypto advice from social media influencers. Thanks, Captain Obvious. That's right. Pick about any of these social media influencers, many of whom are paid to promote different types of crypto. Kim Kardashian was paid to promote Ethereum Max Community, asking her Instagram followers to speculate on crypto by joining in the fun. By the way, she has 250 million followers. Now, the problem goes beyond that. It's not just bad advice regarding real crypto, is that you also have scammers paying influencers to promote these sketchy crypto tokens as part of advertising scams. So the key takeaway here is that crypto, it's risky. You need to do your business, your research rather, before you do business rather. And if you are looking for the definitive guide, Cryptocurrency 101, I wrote it. Just search for Commando on Amazon or on your Kindle. And we're going to walk you through everything from A to Z about cryptocurrency. Again, that's Cryptocurrency 101. Just search for my name, Commando. Wherever you get your ebooks on Amazon, that's with a K, of course. And I don't know if you heard about this, but did you hear how Kim Kardashian told her kids about her divorce with Kanye? North, things between West and I have gone south. All right, in just a few moments, the FCC just banned a spyware app with a million downloads. And also coming up in this week's security tip, the right way to clean out your smartphone. I'm talking about all those apps that you haven't used. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Commando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us in. Just a quick reminder, if you ever have a question for me that you'd like me to answer here on the show or in one of our newsletters or on the website, at the top of commando.com, there's a link that says email Kim. I know you like to leave me your comments and your notes and your questions all over social media, but that's the definitive place. I read every single email that gets sent to me there. Again, that's with a K, of course, KOMANDO.com. And on the top right, there's a link that says email Kim. James in El Paso, Texas, you're our first victim caller today. Hello there, James.
Hello, Kim.
What's going on?
My question, I would like to know of an app that could transcribe, say, speech into text and then be able to print it out, something from an app for a cell phone or a PC.
Okay. And what are you recording?
What am I including?
No, what are you recording that you want to get a transcript of?
Well, what it is I've heard some really good speeches, and most of them have been on my cell phone.
Okay.
But I also have a PC at home, and I wanted to see if, because I can't type that fast, nor can I write that fast. So,
yeah, right, nobody can.
That would kind of help me, and that I could print out.
All right, well, you know, there's a couple of ways to get this done. I've done it like the old fashioned way, but it still works, is that you play the audio file on your phone. And then whether you're on a Mac or you're on Windows, is that there's now audio dictation built into the operating system. So you can just play that, and then you can watch the words appear, say, in a Google Doc, a Microsoft Word doc, or whatever you're using. Okay, that's one way to get it done. Another way is that if you actually have the audio file, if it's an MP3 file, is that there's a website called otter.ai, and that's OTTER.ai. And otter.ai is really, it's an amazing thing, but you'd have to actually have the MP3 file itself. And then you upload the MP3. As a matter of fact, you can also upload a video. And then I think your first 600 minutes are free, and then it will actually transcribe it. It works really well for example, speeches or for phone conversations, because it actually will separate, say, between person number one, person number two, person number three. And then in addition to if you ever see these videos on YouTube, is that a lot of people don't realize that transcripts are actually part of YouTube. And that if you click the more button or the three dots, you'll be able to see a transcript on the right-hand side of the video. And then you can capture all that. You can download it. You can save it. And that's really handy, by the way, anytime you're looking at YouTube and you have like a DIY video and it's going like way too fast, right? And you're like, oh, what did they say? I don't know. I didn't get those steps. That you can look at the transcripts that are provided free on YouTube and just about every video. Now, there may be some videos that don't have the transcripts. The only ones that don't have it are, say, anytime somebody is uploading a video and they say that we don't want transcripts, but that's far and few between. So just to recap, a couple of ways to get this done is that you've got the ability to play the audio file from your phone, and then using the free voice dictation software that's available on your Windows and Mac. If you're not sure how to set that up, we have links for it over at commando.com. And then it'll actually just, you'll see the words just go right on the screen. I've used that myself, probably about 2 or 3 months ago, and it really does work well. Otter.ai is, I think, probably one of the best AI transcription services that are available. In addition to that, just with a recent update with Otter, is that it works with Microsoft Teams. It works with Google Meet and also Cisco WebEx. And so if you're having any type of, video meetings and you're going to want a transcript after that, Otter can actually participate in the conference and then keep that transcript going as it's happening. YouTube, you have the transcripts that are available in the More button, and you can copy them, put them in a Word doc, Google doc, whatever. But, and that's really interesting, too. A whole nother use of YouTube may be, in fact, to get transcriptions. And so if you're ever sitting there saying, I need an audio or I want a transcriptions audio file, you can always upload the audio file to YouTube, and of course they're going to show it as a video, and then you can get the free transcription that way. So there's just like tons and tons of ways to get that. As far as an app that I use on my phone, I use Voice Recorder, and that has been so helpful over the years to record, like, say, doctor's appointments with my mom and things like that. And so there's just like this whole big underground industry of all these different ways to get transcripts. And James, thank you so much for your call today. I do appreciate you getting through. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your data is not secure. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Visit expressvpn.com/Ken today and get an extra 3 months free. I use ExpressVPN. It's really easy. It's actually like three steps to connect. You open the app, you click connect, and then you're connected. Well, probably two steps. ExpressVPN.com/Kim. And again, you get 3 extra months for free. All right. The FTC just banned one of the biggest apps out there, a spyware app with 1 million downloads. It's called Spy Phone. That's F-O-N-E. Well, what happens is it's secretly harvested and shared data on people's movements, phone use, online activities. And think for a moment of what an abusive spouse or ex could do with that type of control. Now, in addition to banning the company, the FTC also wants SpyPhone to notify all victims that have had the stalkerware installed. So if you see a strange push notification, that may be it. We have more information about this stalkerware and how you can check to see if it's on your phone. Just head over to commando.com And then you want to click the link that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more great tips you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. I just want to pass along a new announcement from Microsoft this past week. I mean, we have Apple News and Google News. Well, what about Microsoft News? What? Yes. It has just been replaced with a new version called Microsoft Start, not to be confused with that Windows Start button. Now, Microsoft Start is going to be more of a personalized news service that draws from AI, human curation, to create a news feed based on your interests. Now, the stories come from more than 1,000 publishers worldwide, so you pick what you like, you ditch what you don't, and the news feed is built into the Windows 10 taskbar, and also has some apps for iOS and Android. You can learn more about Microsoft Start, how to set it up. We posted a lot of details over on the website at komando.com, and, you know, I know what you're thinking. I mean, the day that Microsoft makes a product that doesn't suck is the day that they release a vacuum cleaner. That's right. Zenith in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Hello there, Zenith.
Hello.
Welcome. How can I help you?
Thank you. Well, I've heard your show before, and I really enjoy listening to you. But my question was about working at home jobs. Something that I can do at home. I'm retired and just need a little bit of spending money, something that's not too involved, but, you know, something that I can get away with doing every now and then. You know what I mean?
So what kind of job are you looking for? Do you have a particular interest, or what did you do before you retired?
Well, what I did was I drove a bus. So that's
Not okay.
I can do at home.
So, we're not going to do that virtually. Okay.
No. It would be good if you could. But I have done, like, people call me and I order things for them.
Okay.
And I've done that before. But that particular company, I couldn't do it on a wireless, you know, computer. So I don't want to do anything like that now because I have a wireless computer, and I don't want to have to get a corded one, you know.
I'll tell you though, Zenith, a lot of companies are going to want that wired connection because with a wireless network comes a lot of inherent risks that if it's not locked down properly, then somebody can intercept the data. Somebody could maybe infect your computer with something, and then depending upon the work that you're doing, is that the malware could spit on their network. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's a requirement for, if not all, I would say like 90% or more of these companies. But, you know, you could take a look at it. Maybe you're not necessarily going to be like a call center rep. There's a website called workingsolutions.com that you might want to check out for that. There are some other jobs, like even if you just go to, say, LinkedIn.com and that you search for remote answering service operator, you know, that's where a place where you'll be able to find a job anywhere between, say, $12 and $15 an hour. They may not require an actual dedicated line, but again, I wouldn't be surprised if they did. There, you can also be like a virtual assistant, and that's, again, where you, like you mentioned, where you could order things for certain people. Upwork, FlexJobs, and Zirtual are some websites that you might want to check for that. There's also a really interesting job, and that's a search engine evaluation person. And what you do for that is that you just type in certain phrases into a search site, whether it's Bing, Google, what have you, and then you you take a screenshot and you say what the results are. Well, you know, we have a whole list of legitimate work-at-home opportunities because I don't know if you've done this, Zenith, but absolutely the worst thing you can do is just type into Google, make money at home, right? I mean, it's like, every scammer in the universe just comes out in full force. And so if you're looking for legitimate work-from-home opportunities, let's do this. For everybody, for you, Zenith, and everybody else who's listening at home or listening at work or wherever you may be, if you're watching the show as a Komando community member, thank you for that, is that we'll post a list over inside the Q&A forum. What that means, if you go to komando.com/community, there's a link in the Q&A forum. There's a link on the left-hand side to the Q&A forum. And then that's where you'll find that after the show, I'll post some links for everybody to check out. So Whether you're looking for to be a call center rep, you want to maybe answer some phones, you want that search engine evaluation, a virtual assistant. There's also places and ways that you can do odd jobs in your local community using Field Agent or TaskRabbit. And then there's also some other ones that are kind of different, too, is that actually require you to go, say, to a Walgreens and look at a product shelf and see where their product is placed on that shelf. You know, again, these are not things that you're going to get rich quick. It doesn't happen that way online or offline. But it is, you just want to be careful that you actually go to legitimate opportunities. And that's why I don't want you to Google search it. I just want you to check that list out that we'll post over at commando.com inside the Commando community. And on the left-hand side, again, there's that link that says the Q&A forum. And Zena, thank you so much for your call today. Let's go ahead and do our security tip. And this week it's brought to you by Total AV. All right, this week's security tip is all about all those apps that you've installed on your phone. And you've got two or three, five, 10 pages of apps, and you don't use any of them. Okay. You only use the ones that are on the, say, the first page, right? And so what you want to do is you want to do what's called an app audit. I know, audit sounds like a tax audit. We don't like that. And the app audit, what we're going to do is we want to look at the apps that are taking up space on your phone. We're going to get rid of the ones that you aren't using anymore. So this way your phone will run smoother. You'll have more space to store your photos, your videos, your apps, and your files. And then you'll spend less time scrolling through a bunch of stuff to get what you really need. So how do you figure out which apps that you're using? Well, your phone can actually help you if you don't know where to start, is that you look at a setting called screen time. And if you're on Android, there's the dashboard. And then you can look at data usage. And then you can kind of figure out which ones that you're not using. And then you want to remove the app the right way. But you also want to make sure that you remove any accounts that's associated with it. So you might have to actually fire up the app and log in order to delete that account. Or we have a website that we found that we want to point you to called justdelete.me. And it has links to pages that you need to remove yourself from a specific site or an app. And so whether you're on an Apple or Android, we're going to tell you exactly the best way to make sure that you uninstall all these apps. And also don't forget to check all the permissions too. While we're going through all the apps and we're doing an audit, let's make sure that the apps that need access to your microphone or your camera and your location data and everything else, they truly need that. But it all starts with saying, okay, I downloaded this app because I wanted to try it out free and I used it once and now I don't need it anymore. And so again, if you're looking for all the steps that I mentioned, we make it super easy for you here at the Kim Komando Show. Just head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And when you're there, hit the link at the top that says Kim Show. All right, there's a scam that's spreading like crazy. If you have a Gmail or Hotmail account, Microsoft says that you need to keep your eyes out for the scam. And we have more of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. And just a quick reminder that the Kim Komando Show is available as a podcast in Apple. You can hit subscribe and also over at getkim.com. You can get it as a podcast or as a webcast. And then we also have Kim Komando Explains. We have a whole slew of podcasts. Kim Komando Explains, and that's twice a week. Once we do Tech Refresh, which is the great fun podcast that I do with Allie and Ben, and it's really wonderful. It's like 30, 35, 40 minutes. And then there's Kim Komando Explains. That's where I do like a deep dive on a particular topic. And this week, it's all about how social media, the lies and the fake news, how it has the ability to change history. And I also speak to some psychologists about why we actually believe fake news and what are the components of fake news that actually make us want to believe that. And then we also have our daily tech update, 60 seconds of just the news, what's ever happening, I think you need to know about the big story in tech. And then also we have a daily digital life hack. So yeah, I know it's a lot to remember. So wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Tuned In, you name it, just search for Komando with a K. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com is the website, but Komando is on in your favorite podcast player. Linda in Rockingham, Virginia. Hi there, Linda.
Hello, Kim.
Welcome. What's going on?
Well, I'm a poet, and I want to submit a manuscript to the publisher.
Okay.
But most publishers Manuscript submitted in either Microsoft's Doc or DocX, or sometimes a PDF. But I invested in Apple, all Apple devices, way back in 2014, and I don't want to go back to Microsoft, and I certainly don't want to have to pay for Microsoft Office for Mac. And so is there a solution whereby I can export my manuscript from Pages into Doc and have it go forward accurately? For instance, my table of contents with 53 poems all listed with the page numbers gets totally screwed up when I try to export it. Yeah.
So I guess there was no eloquent way to say, even if you're a poet, to say it just gets screwed up. I mean, it's just...
actually, I might write a poem about being screwed up.
Well, you know, here's the deal, is that I understand exactly where you're coming from. Because so many of these publications and have legacy systems, and they all are equipped to take Microsoft Word docs with their formatting and maybe not Pages or even Google Docs. I mean, I write two USA Today columns every week, and I write them quite often in Google Docs, and then I have to bring them into Microsoft Word, and like you said, the formatting gets messed up. You know, even and then you can say, like, bring it in as a plain text file, but then you have no formatting whatsoever, right? Okay, and then I have to save it as, like you said, a Microsoft Doc or a DocX, and then that's when they'll be able to import it into their system. So, you know, it seems like there's always going to be some type of, especially if you are dealing with columns, you know, different columns.
Yes.
And if you have a table or whatever it may be, and I'm just thinking, like, with poetry, like, you may have things indented weird in weird spots.
Exactly.
You know. Okay, so, you know, there's really no good workaround to that. I mean, if the publisher's systems, and if you want to make it like that, I mean, you can try to save it as a PDF, and that should work, but maybe it doesn't. Is that you're really looking at, now this is a tool of your trade. This is not a luxury expense. And that's the way I look at it with Microsoft Word. It's not a luxury expense. This is what I need to do my business. And this is what I need as a tool. Just like, you know, you have a phone because it's a tool. You have a mouse because it's a tool, right? I mean, this is something in your business. So, you know, there is Microsoft Office Online that you can use for free, and we'll give you a link to that. And it may not have all the tools that you need. So that's when it's kind of like a lost leader. It may not have the ability to do tables or something like that. Microsoft 365 for personal use is $7 a month. Okay, so that's not crazy expensive. It's $7 a month, but you don't have to go through all these different gyrations. You could actually buy an older version of Office from Microsoft that's $150. There are these keys that you get, you can see that are sold, and I'm not a real big proponent of buying these keys, but if you buy it from an established place, say like at Newegg, you may be able to just buy one Microsoft Word key for say $35. But just make sure that you can return it if the key doesn't work. But it all goes back into time is money, money is time, right? So for $7 a month, you don't have to sit there and go back and forth. You're not worrying about this column, then recreating the wheel because you just messed it up, and the publisher's not getting frustrated with you because every time they say, you know, we open a file from Linda, it's screwed up. Okay. We don't want that. So... we'll post some links over inside the Q&A forum so you can the free link so you can see maybe it does have all the options that you need. The personal use, which is $7 a month, you can buy it for about $150, or you can find a key, say, at Newegg. Just don't go finding a key anywhere else on the internet that, it's maybe sketchy and you get malware, badware, and all that other stuff. Hey, Linda, thank you so much for your call today. And again, you'll find those links at commando.com inside the community in the Q&A forum. Stay right where you are. Microsoft, speaking up, says you got to be on the lookout for a new scam involving Hotmail or Gmail. And that's still to come this hour of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you haven't yet tried thecurrentnewsletter.com, you're totally missing out. Top tech news delivered to your inbox twice a week. No ads. You're going to love it. And sign up now. See a sample at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Hey, if you're an Office 365 user, Microsoft has a new warning about a scam that's going to try to trick you to turn over your personal information. So if you get an email, your Gmail or your Hotmail box that says it's from Microsoft or Zoom and they need you to reset your account, don't fall for it. Stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour that you don't want to miss ever, never here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, so here's a job for you to make some money. Finance Buzz is a financial advice website. They say that they're looking for, here's the title of the job, horror movie heart rate analyst. So you have to watch 13 horror films from various budgets, and then you're going to compare the scares that you get from the big budget movies to like low budget counterparts. So you're going to have to wear a Fitbit and you track your heart rate while you're watching this movie. And you're going to watch like Amityville Horror, Quiet Place, The Blair Witch Project, oh, so scary, Paranormal Activity, and then a 2018 remake of Halloween. And so the applications are being accepted through September 26th. I think you make like $1,300. But, you know, I started thinking about this. I mean, as our cars in the future, they go all electric. Did you hear, I don't know if you heard about this, but did you hear about that scary movie classic remake? Yeah, it's going to be called Silence of the Lambos. All right. I knew it. I knew you were going to laugh. I saw you laugh sitting right there. All right. It's the Kim Komando Show. You know the drill. You can find me on over, I don't know, 425 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. Also, where you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app. You can get the commando.com app and you can listen in that. Also, you can find us streaming 24/7 podcast, webcast over at getkim.com. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices or what you buy or what you spend your money on. All right, so this week, Facebook and Ray-Ban finally unveiled a new product that, well, no one's really clamoring for. It's the Facebook Ray-Ban sunglasses with, yes, a secret hidden camera inside. Now, until now, the glasses with built-in cameras have turned out to be big fat losers, right? Google Glass, Snapchat Spectacles. Nobody even wanted them. I mean, I bought Snapchat Spectacles. I gave them to Ian because I thought, well, certainly he's going to use it with his friends. He took it to school and they were like, this kind of lame. So now Facebook and Ray-Ban, they've teamed up to bring us new sunglasses that allow us to make and take phone calls, listen to music, and the ability to like sulk around taking up to 30 seconds of video without anybody knowing. Called Ray-Ban Stories, they look like the ones worn by, really, Tom Cruise in Risky Business. But on the left temple, there's a power button. And on the right, there's a slim button to take photos or videos. They cost $300. And for that, you get the glasses, a leather-like hard shell case doubles as a charger, two 5-megapixel cameras, an LED light that serves as a flash, two speakers, a 3-microphone array, 4 gigs of storage, and probably a lot of soon-to-be former friends on Facebook. All right, number two, how about some more meat for your Google Meetings? That's right. Remember, it used to be called G Suite. Now it's Google Meet and Workspace. And starts, they have a new update that they're rolling out for Gmail so that you'll be able to ring somebody else using Google Meet right inside the Gmail app. So Workspace users can call everybody from chat, which will ring their smartphone if the Gmail app is installed. And a lot of people are like upset about this. They're like, I don't know if I want my Gmail tied to my phone. There are other new features, and including some ways that are going to prevent embarrassing audio feedback loops, and also some new hardware. What? Yes, for Google Meet. The Series 1 Desk 27. It's a touchscreen display / video conferencing station. Built-in soundbar camera that can be used as a second monitor for your laptop. It's expensive. You ready? $2,000. Well, also coming next year, the Series 1 Panel 65, right, for a 65-inch TV, has a stylus, and then they didn't give the price, but it's going to be a lot more than $2,000, that's for sure. And it's just like really a big screen on wheels that you can write on. So, you know, I asked my spiral notebook why it couldn't do that. It said, because I'm stationary. Come on, give a gal a break. All right, number three. From your inbox to your mailbox, Google has had something that a lot of people haven't really talked about, and I never really understood it, but they will print your photos. AI suggests 10 of your best photos every month, and then they mail them to you for $7 a month. But they don't really mail them directly to you. You have to go pick them up at a CVS, a Walgreens, or a Walmart. But now Google says, we're going to mail them to you. Yes, welcome to 2021. They are expensive, just to let you know. Canvases can be ordered 20 by 32 inches. The canvas prints start at $20. They have 4x6s, 5x7s. I mean, you know, the whole deal. But, you know, I love artwork like sketches. But when it comes to paying that much for a canvas, I got to tell you, that's where, you know, you just have to draw the line. Number four, the new Twitter is actually old news. Twitter says they have a new feature called Communities. It's now testing. It's where Twitter users can go to discuss specific topics with others who share the same interests. Wouldn't you just love to be in one of those political communities? Said no one. So let's just say that someone joins a community that's created for people who love whale watching. Allie will be in there. They'll be able to tweet to only people in that community, not all of the Twitter followers. Same goes for replies. Sounds like a groundbreaking feature until you say, wait, isn't that like Facebook groups? Isn't that like Reddit? Yes, Twitter communities. While people in communities are limited to tweeting with each other, every tweet will be open for any Twitter user to see. So hopefully you're okay with everybody knowing that you're like totally obsessed with whale watching. But you don't have to worry about it yet. It's now astrology, dogs, skincare, sneakers, and the weather, right? Do the folks in the sneaker community talk about shoes? Do they talk about them, or do they converse about them? Finally, number five, you're not watching TV. It's watching you. That's why they call it a smart TV. So Amazon has had agreements with certain TV manufacturers to just bake its Fire TV streaming platform like TCL right in. But now Amazon is kind of almost coming out with their own line of TVs. It's the Fire TV Omni series. 4K TVs, five sizes, 43 to 75 inches. You get more than just Fire TV. Alexa is just built into this too. So you don't, and the TV doesn't even need to be on for you to like ask Alexa a question. But there's always that chance, and a lot of people are saying, well, Alexa's built in, so how can she be listening? That means now the TV's listening to every single thing. Of course, Amazon's going to say, no, she's only listening for the wake word. The TVs range in price from $400 to $1,100. This has a thinner bezel. They have a lower tier of TVs that are like $350. I mean, it goes all across the board. There's also a new Fire TV stick, 4K Max, faster processor, Wi-Fi 6. I mean, I don't know if you heard about this in other TV news, that the man who invented the television remote control, he actually passed away this past week. It was so sad. They found him at home between the couch cushions. All right, coming up in just a few moments, Google Maps made a change that you need to really know about. And then in our digital privacy tip this hour, there is just one tool that you need to know about to keep your online activity private, and you're going to opt out of all those cookies, those invasive cookies that follow us all around. And, of course, we're going to have more of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. All right, coming up is Brand New or Not True. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation, and we always want to make sure that you stay tuned for that because we have a great contestant this week, and I have to admit that I was driving to the studio this morning. I thought, oh, no, I forgot to do Brand New or Not True. And then I wrote it up really quickly, so I hope that it's hard. I'm not sure. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Love to hear from you. Just a quick reminder, you can always email me your questions and love to get those. And I know you like to leave them all over social media, but I get overwhelmed. And so the best place to send me your note is if it's a question that you want me to help you with, a digital dilemma, so to speak, is over at komando.com. That's with a K, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And on the top right-hand corner, there's a big old button that says Email Kim, and that's where the magic happens. But speaking of social media, if you're ghosting me on social media, why? Why are you doing that? I mean, I need you to follow, to subscribe, to do whatever you want to do. I mean, Facebook.com/Kim Komando. Yes, just go there now. That's what I want you to do. Instagram.com/Kim Komando. That's where that magic happens. And it's always some, like, Instagram is more of a personal thing for me. Twitter.com/Kim Komando to keep up to date on all the tech news and the data breaches. And then we have Pinterest.com, where a lot of folks are pinning a lot of our content. And LinkedIn.com/Kim Komando. But really, these are the three I want you to do. I want you to do Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just those three, because we put different content on all those places. Facebook, Instagram, and also Twitter/Kim Komando. Charles in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you were our first caller this hour. Hi there, Charles.
Hi there, Kim. I'm really glad you took my call. I listen to you as much as I can, and I always learn something, so thank you very much.
You betcha. So how can I help you?
I've got a question. I've got 60 reels of 8mm film taken by my dad and my wife's dad of the family.
Oh, how fun.
And I'd like to share it with the rest of the family. So I've looked for the services online, but with that many reels, it's very expensive. And the next thing was to I've looked for is 8mm film scanners. And my question is, what do I need to look for, and what do I need to know before I get started?
Well, wow, it's a big project. And how fun is that going to be, right, to be able to look at all those videos? And then what you want to do is you want to put them on a private YouTube channel so that this way you can share them with all your family members and friends. And then, you know, you're not pressing a CD or a DVD, and then somebody says, oh, I don't know how to get it to work because I don't have a DVD player anymore. You know what I mean? So you just put them up on YouTube, and then you share away. But let's talk about how to make them digital. You have a couple of ways to do it. One of the ways that it's kind of old school, do you still have the projector?
I've got 4 projectors, but none of them work.
Oh, okay.
And I've got a screen, but it's yellowed with age, so that's not even.
Well, the reason why I say is that you can buy, one way that people are getting this done, especially if they have a huge inventory, and it can get expensive by these services, I understand that, is that you go on eBay and you buy a projector. Okay. Like a Bell & Howell 8mm projector is probably about $150. Then you can buy a screen. You'll see that the projectors, these 8mm projectors on eBay, that they turn a lot because this is what's happening. People are buying them, they're using them, and then they're putting them back on eBay. So that's why you see a lot of these projectors, because there are many, many people that are in the same boat. Okay. If you don't want to go through that, there's a company called Wolverine Data. And they make this handy-dandy little gadget that you put the 8mm film in, and then it has, like, this little tiny LCD screen, okay?
Yes.
And it will save it out to memory cards. And then, of course, you can take the memory cards and put them right in your computer. There are 2 flavors of those when you go to buy one. And I'll put some links to them so you don't have to write all this down. But one is
Thank you. One is
720 and the other one's 1080. You know, 1080 is going to give you the best quality, but you're not starting out with great quality, you know, type of thing.
Yes, I understand.
So, you know, it can only do so much, right? But if you're going to go through this for 60, you might as well get the best quality possible. And so that's why I'd go with the 1080p. Okay. So now you get all these in your computer, and now you're like, you've got, you know, I don't know, what, 30 hours of footage, right? 25.
At least.
Okay. And then I'm sure you've seen all the ads where people like just whip out these videos in like 10 minutes. And you're like, oh, isn't that great? Right. It doesn't really work that way. Okay. It's very, editing video is not for the faint of heart. And If you're on Windows, of course, there's that, you know, you can still find Movie Maker. With your Mac, you've got QuickTime. But, You know, it's, you can't beat something like Adobe Photo or Adobe Video Elements, Photo Elements.
Okay.
Because but there are some free video editing programs too, and some of them are really great. And so I'll post some links to those. So, you know, try the free ones first. And if you get overwhelmed,
right,
then that's when you want to look at something that's, you know, that may be affordable. I'm talking about like $100. But that Bell and Howell, just to let you know that I actually did that solution with some of my husband's 8mm films. And then you take a digital camera, your phone, and you put it on a tripod. And so as the movie's being played on the screen with the projector, is that that's where you can be capturing it using your phone or using a digital camera. And, you know, and it does work. Okay, it's not going to be the best quality as if you were to send it away, because right, you are going from a couple of generations, meaning you're going to go from that generation to your phone and it's on the screen and the lighting may not be perfect and all that other stuff. But if you're just looking for a cheap way, an easy way just to get some of those videos out, because, you know, they are deteriorating as we speak, is that you want to make sure that you move post haste. And so I'll put all of these links over in the Q&A forum. Go to commando.com/community, and on the left-hand side, there's a link that says Q&A forum, and I'll post those links for you, Charles, and for everybody else. This portion of the show has been brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code Kim to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
All right. You want to stay right where you are. Don't move, because Brand New or Not True is coming up. And we're going to see if you can win here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, it's time now for Brand New or Not True, and it's brought to you by Epson. Whether you need it for work, school, or special project, it's important to have the right printer. The Epson EcoTank is a new type of printer that doesn't use cartridges, so you can stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. The Epson EcoTank, well, it has just these super-sized, easy-to-filling tanks. And let me tell you, they come with a ridiculous amount of ink right in the box. This means no more cartridges. Now, if you're like me, yeah, I know, you've tried rationing your printing or avoiding printing important documents to save yourself from replacing those crazy expensive ink cartridges. With the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink, so you can start printing in color all you want, and you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. But you have to hurry, because EcoTank is changing the way people print. The Epson EcoTank printers is literally flying off the shelf. So go ahead and you can print all your work reports, your task list, your kids' homework assignments, and you can print it all in color too. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch. Just do it. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can fill and show. Epson EcoTank printers are available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right. It is time for Brand New or Not True. And this is a game show that I invented years ago, because I just see so many new products, crazy products, that you sit there and you go, wow, what was that? What were they thinking? And so joining us as our special guest contestant this week on Brand New or Not True is Danny. And Danny, you're in San Antonio, Texas, correct?
Yes. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. And what do you do in San Antonio?
Well, I'm a retired educator after 49 years, and I now have a small photographic services website that I manage, and I'll talk to you about that a little bit later.
All right, good. So you're ready to play Brand New or Not True? Now, two products are fake and one is real, okay? All right,
Got it. Two
are fake, one is real. We're going to start with product number one. Desktop PCs have the power, but why do they always need to be so darn big? Well, due to recent advancements in chips and everything moving into the cloud, there's a new desktop computer that literally fits just in the palm of your hand. It's 2 inches by 2 inches by three, about a quarter of an inch, rather. And even though it's small, it's mighty. It runs 64-bit operating systems like Linux. It has a power LED. It's got four USB ports, has a headset jack, a rear vent, an HDMI port, a micro SD card slot. It runs on a 12-volt power bank. So the question is, will it run Windows 11? Yes. Will it run it well? No. But who cares? It's a tiny PC. And you know what else? this computer identifies as binary. It's $149. Product number two is a new type of sleep sensor, because we're all tracking our steps in our sleep, but you know, you can track it with a ring or a watch, but who wants to wear that to bed? But now you can sleep with a disposable sensor that's 5 inches long by 1.5 inches wide. Now, before bed, you open the app and you apply the sensor right across your chest bone. And while you're sleeping, the sensor is doing work for you. It's tracking your snoring, your body positions, your heart rate, your blood pressure, and more. When you wake up, you look at the app, you get your sleep score, but all stats collected individually. But this is the greatest part. You get to see your body animated so you know exactly how you were moving all night. And your best sleep positions are highlighted right there in the app. So, the urge to sing, "The Lion Sleeps Tonight," you don't need that anymore. A weem away, a weem away, a weem away. Okay, sorry about that. $199 for a 30-day supply of sensors. You don't need more than 30, they say, because it just works. And product number three. Oh, we all love our Lazy Boy chairs, but that's so 1985. When it comes to watching today's movies and sports, you need a chair that speaks to the future, a chair that moves you like that show does, and it's here. A new chair has a slew of tech built right in that literally shakes you to the core. So imagine watching Mission Impossible, say The Fallout starring Tom Cruise. During the final showdown in Kashmir, Lane activates a bomb, giving Lark 15 minutes to get away from the blast radius via helicopter. Well, if you're watching that, your chair would move up and down and just make the hair stand on the back of your neck. And the sounds are different too. Instead of a loudspeaker blaring the audio to the whole room, speakers are built into the chair. And they say that you can feel the frequencies up to 1,000 hertz on your skin. Do you remember audio cassettes, Danny? They had a side A and B. That's right.
And
the successor was, you're an educator, CD, that's right. This chair, by the way, is $6,900 each. All right, so it's up to you, Danny. Okay, and if you win, you get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And if you lose, well, you got to talk to me. So product number one is a really, really small PC. Product number two is a new type of sleep sensor. And product number three is a new type of chair.
Well, these days, they all sound plausible, but I really like the idea of number one, product number one, the desktop that fits in your hand.
Remember the really, really, really small PC. So, Jeremy, Danny in San Antonio is going with product number one. Oh, gosh. We're sorry, Danny.
I gather that wasn't it.
Nope, that wasn't it. Do we have the sounder from...
Flex Sound yes. Pulse is the first fully loudspeakerless cinema concept. It provides all the audio in your cinema.
That's right. You get the audio right in your chair, Danny, and that chair moves around as the movie moves around. And I'm not really sure that's going to be a home run.
Well, I didn't think that anyone would buy it at that cost.
Yes.
So I thought, I'll just keep going to the movies for that sensation.
Well, the really, really small PC, I think it's they do have similar type ones. So, you know what? Maybe we should, you know what? I'm feeling generous today. Danny, we're going to give you the Kim Komando Show fanny pack because there's kind of almost a number one. There is. All right. So what's going on with you? How can I help you? And thanks for being a great contestant.
Oh, well, sure. Thank you. Kim, I'm an avid amateur photographer and decided after I retired to create a gallery for my photographs. So I built a website to feature my photos, and I used Adobe Portfolio for that. Mm-hmm. And hoped to sell some of my prints, and I have sold several of them. I have a wide variety of photos ranging from the majestic to the mundane. But my main interest is in restoring old photographs. Old, discolored pictures with stains, tears, and scratches. But these are good photos that just need a little love and attention and some Photoshop tools to restore them to their original view. I can also make prints from slides or film strips that people may have lying around where they have prints made from them. But right now, I'm only getting about one or two requests a month or so. And I would like to increase that to at least a couple a week. both for the restoration services and the prints from slides or prints from strip services.
Let me tell you, you sent me an email and I went and I checked out your portfolio. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You are really talented. You really are.
Oh, thank you.
There's the one picture. It's like a beach. Is that in Mexico with like this big, there's like a huge rock and a little rock. Where is that?
It's the one I'm thinking of, I believe that's Cannon Beach.
Oh, okay. It's I think it's next to, you have one, it reminds me of Hawaii, and you know, I love Hawaii. a flower in a vase, and you kind of have an interesting angle looking at it.
Right, yeah, that is a plumeria.
Oh, wow, it's beautiful. You are very talented. Okay, let's talk about setting you up in business.
I do have a presence on Facebook, and okay. I'm on Nextdoor, and I recently added Instagram business account.
Awesome.
But I need to figure out where to go from there.
Well, we need to, with photo restoration, there is a site that what they do is, and they have it, and I don't want to give the site out on the air, but I'll put it inside the Q&A forum, and we'll email it to you for everybody else.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
But what they do is they fix photos, okay? And so there's a slider on the page, and you slide it from left to right so you can see what the photo looked like when he got it and then what the photo looks like when he fixed it. So you can see all the work that goes into this. So
yeah, I've seen that.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so so what we're going to do is on your Facebook and now your Instagram account is that you start showing just that. This is what it looked like before, and this is what it looked like after. Because that's a testimonial, so to speak, right? This is the ability of Danny in San Antonio that he can do magic where the rest of us are like, we don't know where to even start. And we don't want to learn Photoshop or anything like that because that's a pain in the neck. And that takes a long time. Okay. So what you have to do now is you have to set yourself up as the photo restoration expert. Okay.
Sure.
So Danny's now the photo restoration expert. And so Danny needs a YouTube channel where you start giving people little lessons about photo restoration. You're not going to tell them how to do it. You're just going to give them a little lesson. And so the whole idea is that Google's the number one search site. YouTube's number two is that somebody, when they type in how to restore a photo, they get your tutorial. But then you're going to say, hey, listen, I can do all this for you for $25 or $50 or whatever it may be.
Great idea.
Okay.
Good.
And those type of videos that you're also going to share on Facebook, inside Facebook groups, you know, start joining some photo restoration groups, some genealogy groups too. Because if people are doing genealogy, they've got a lot of old photos. And accordingly, you know, your Instagram story can be part of your little tutorials too. I want you to start collecting email addresses for people that you can use with Constant Contact or with MailChimp so that you now start having an email marketing campaign. You know, Christmas is coming up. And so, you know, old photos make great gifts. Let me restore them for you. So So you start.
I ran a campaign like that last Christmas, and then I did it again for Mother's Day, and I got some success from it.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so you start thinking about all these different marketing ideas, and it's really not that hard, you know, especially on Facebook, is that you can really fine tune and you can drill down to find somebody who is really doing something particular, something very specific. Like genealogy, you know, and they have a whole bunch of old photos. And maybe it might even be worth, Danny, is that you're there in San Antonio. WOAI is in San Antonio. You reach out to that radio station. They're proud affiliates of the Kim Komando Show. And you say, hey, listen, do any of your hosts have any old photos? And I'll restore them. Hey, wouldn't that be great for a host to get on the air and say, wow, look at what this guy did. And here's how you check them out. You know, so start thinking about some grassroots marketing, you know, in addition to pay-per-click and other ones, but think about some grassroots marketing. You have, as you start going through all these ideas, I want you to call me back. Okay. Right now we're just scratching the surface and then we can get into more details. And Danny, once again, Thanks for your call and congrats on the win on Brand New or Not True. Coming right back, we have our digital privacy tip you don't want to miss. Okay, I want you to think about everything that's in your email. I mean, let me tell you what's in my email right now. I mean, records about a refinancing that I'm doing on a home. There's proposals for renewals for next year for current advertisers and new advertisers or that we're pitching. There's insurance renewals. Gosh, don't even talk to me about that. A lot of medical details about my mom, a lot of family stuff, a lot of things going on with Ian's 529 account. And I mean, everything's there. If you want to know what's going on in my life, really, truly, you look at my email. Now, for years, you've heard me say that email services like Gmail or Yahoo, they're not free. You think that they're free? No, you're paying with your privacy. Anytime that you get something free on the internet, you are the product. Okay, these internet giants, big tech, they bank on exploiting your data and they sell it to the highest bidder. So do what I did. You take back control of your data with StartMail. That's right, with StartMail. And not just, that's not just because you get a free, not just because you get a private email address. You get unlimited email aliases. Every email that you send can be encrypted or password protected. StartMail uses their own servers. They don't use Amazon's. Okay. And get this, when you delete an email with StartMail, it's gone forever. But wait, there's something else that you need to know. StartMail is backed by the world's most robust privacy laws, not the lame privacy laws that we have here in the United States. So take back control of your email privacy with StartMail. Get an account today. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to startmail.com/Kim. You get a 7-day free trial plus 50% off the first year. That's startmail.com/Kim. That's start with the letter T. Go to startmail.com/Kim and just sign up today. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. All right, this week's digital privacy tip is all about cookies, right? Anytime you go anywhere on the internet, you visit a site, it creates a cookie. And while you're there, the ads on the site, they create their cookies. They're third-party cookies, and they really can be an invasion of your privacy. But you do have some choice in the matter. That's where ad choices and web choices come in. This is a program from the DAA, the Digital Advertising Alliance. So it's a large group of advertising and marketing companies that are self-regulating so that you get your choices in targeted advertising. So when you go to this website and you click on an ad, it looks like a blue triangle, you get more information about the ad. That's where ad choices comes in. Now, web choices is a tool from them. And with web choices, you can actually opt out of these cookies, opt out of these third-party tracking cookies. It's going to scan your browser settings to find out whether first-party or third-party cookies are enabled, along with a whole list of companies that are creating targeted ads for you. You can also customize ad for your browser. You can make other choices. You can look at updated results. It's really this fabulous little hidden tool that I'm so happy to tell you about. So to check it all out, you go to one spot. You go to commando.com. And then we've got the links and everything that you need right there, free for the taking. Just hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, coming right back, there's a new email campaign that is actually getting so many people across the country where they are actually calling scammers. That's right. You get the email, and you're calling the scammer. The scammer's not calling you. So stay right where you are here at the Kim Komando Show. All right. Over in podcast land, a couple of ones that we are really pushing lately is the Digital Life Hack and the Daily Tech Update. If you're not getting our podcast, just wherever you get your podcast, just search for Komando with a K. Make sure just 60 seconds twice a day, we give you a tech update and we give you a life hack. Again, wherever you get your podcast. And there's a new scam that's playing on your fear of a large purchase that's showing up on your credit card, maybe some expensive headphones or maybe a MacBook. So you get this email for this order that you supposedly placed. There's no attachments to download, no links to click. They just want you to call them. That's why it's called a vishing scam, a voice phishing. So you call that number. The scammers are going to try to convince you that they need your banking details, your credit card information, so that this way they can stop that order that went on your credit card. Oh, gosh, don't call them. And if you have any older family members and friends, make sure that you warn them about this, too. And stay right where you are. We have another fun-filled, jam-packed hour of the Kim Komando Show that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Let's start with a little history lesson. And let's see if you can get it right. A little history lesson from the Bible. I mean, Who was the first man in history to use a tablet? Anybody? Anybody? Yes, Moses. That's right. Moses was the first man in history to use a tablet. Now, you might remember that he got angry. He smashed his tablet. Well, let me tell you, lucky for him, he was familiar with everything about how the cloud works, and he was able to download his data and put it on a new tablet. See? Now you know. Where else do you get these little fun facts? Because after all, it's the Kim Komando Show, nation's largest show about all things digital. We talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find us on 400-odd stations around the country. And these are top, top radio stations, by the way. Big, big, legendary stations. Also streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming on demand whenever you want us over at GetKim.com. And a big thank you goes out to our servicemen and women who are listening to the show right now on American Forces Network Radio. In the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, because let me tell you, those men and women are making incredible sacrifices, as well as their family. All right, this part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, where things are headed. You might think that NASA's totally looking into the stars, but they're actually responsible for one day getting you from one side of the city to the other using an air taxi. They've been flight testing something called an eVTOL, which stands for Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft. And this one's built by a California startup called Joby Aviation. Listen to the specs. Battery-powered craft, six propellers that you can hardly even hear. It seats two people, has a range of 150 miles. But these air taxis, this is really something. They can go 200 miles per hour. Wow, 200 miles per hour. Just to give you some perspective, is that when you're jetting around at 40,000 square feet and say private aviation, you're going, I don't know, 400 miles per hour. Maybe in a big jet, you're going 500 miles per hour. If you're going in a little Cessna 172 and you're just landing, you know, maybe you're going, or you're taking off, maybe you're going 75, 100 miles per hour. Now this thing's 200 miles per hour. So you can get from one side of town to the other in just a couple of minutes. Flight testing actually began in late August at a Joby Aviation site near Big Sur, California, ended this week. Now they're analyzing all the data. It's too early to say if NASA could actually make this air taxi a reality anytime soon, because let's just face it, they need to plan it. Number two, a flexible display that's hard as glass. What is that? Flexible display has been used for smartphones, computers, TVs. It's a totally evolving tech. They've got like a lot of kinks. But LG Electronics says that it's developed a new material that acts as the cover of a foldable display. Now, the outermost layer is what protects the fragile screen from damage. So LG Chem created this material that's called Real Folding Window. Unlike existing films, tempered glass, it has a coating that will prevent fold impressions and stuff like that. So instead of being limited to just bending one direction, though, this is also something. It can bend inward and outward, and it's durable. LG says it's been tested and folded 200,000 times. It's hard as glass, even though it's just a few micromillimeters thick. This is really something. I mean, I know I don't really always get excited about a lot of new tech, but think about everything that's coming with this thing. They're going to sell them to foldable manufacturers in 2023. And, of course, we're going to keep up this story. We're going to tell you more about it as it unfolds. Thank you. Number three, Just Walk Out on Amazon. Just Walk Out is the name of Amazon's automated checkout technology. It's being added to its Go convenience stores and Fresh grocery stores. So, basically, you go there, you go into the store, you grab what you need, you walk out. That's it. You don't even need to go to the checkout line altogether. How does it work? You walk into the store. You do one of three things. You use an installed reader to scan an app on your phone, and you insert a payment card linked to your Amazon account. The third is simply waving your hand over a biometric palm scanner that they're calling Amazon One. Wow, Amazon is just taking over the world. Jeez Louise. Shoppers are watched by cameras and sensors. It keeps track of everything that you picked up and charges them to your account as soon as you walk out of the door. Get it? Just Walk Out. It's being expanded to Whole Foods. Next year is going to be added to Washington, D.C., Sherman Oaks, California locations. And then it's going to keep expanding with a double whammy. Fewer human cashiers and more loss of your privacy. I mean, really, I still have no idea how social media influencers are going to handle this cosmic shift. I mean, apparently they just can't get enough of the self-checkout. I know. Number four, what? You can charge your phone 10 feet away from a charger? What? Using a cable? Who wants to do that? A charging pad? That's so cute. Motorola says they have the future. Yes, walkie-talkie Motorola, police scanners, cell phones. Motorola is now owned by Lenovo. You didn't know that. They've developed some new tech that specializes in wireless charging called Guru Wireless, and they've got something called smart lensing. Okay. So what is smart lensing? It uses focused beams of energy for power transfer. So a gadget equipped with this tech can charge up to four smartphones simultaneously that are 10 feet away within a 100-foot field of view. See, someday you're going to say to your kids, I remember when I used to have to get a USB-C cable to charge my phone. I would pre-order one for a bunch of rooms. Motorola isn't saying when it's going to go into production, how much. It's not going to be cheap. No real reason if this is going to even turn around the things at Motorola. I mean, take away the charging cable because, you know, they've been sinking for years. Number five, wow, Rise of the Robots. And it's really happening. They're taking over human jobs. But these are jobs that no one wants. Restaurants across the nation, they are totally having a hard time finding workers. It's gotten so bad that one establishment in Dallas, where you can hear us on KRLD, has decided to try another way, filling those open positions with robots. There's a Latin restaurant called La Duni, and it's reached out to a firm called American Robotech in Plano, Texas. And they said, okay, what can you do for us? The next day, staff from the robotics company showed up at the Dallas restaurant, mapped it out, assigned numbers to all the tables. Then they brought out the robots. Now, the bots were on wheels. They have tablets where the face would be. They greet customers. They take food to the tables. And they even sing happy birthday. Oh, wouldn't that just make your heart so warm? They rent out the robots for $15 a day, which is actually being a hit with customers. Now, the money the restaurant is saving is being added to the wages of the people who work there. Now, you may not think that being a restaurant server is a noble profession, but hey, it puts food on the table. Okay, coming up in this hour, we have a great tip about files and folders that you should delete right now to clean up your PC and make it go faster. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you ever have a question for me, I'd love to hear from you. Just head over to komando.com, and there's a link at the top that says email Kim. And speaking of getting a hold of me, are you ghosting me on social media? Why are you doing that? Just go to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, facebook.com/KimKomando, twitter.com/KimKomando. You see the trend? Instagram.com/KimKomando. And stop ghosting me. Follow me. Just do it. So this way you're always up to date on any type of breaking data breaches. We've got tons of tips. And then also, Instagram's become more of a personal spot for me. And so that's where I share some photos, some things that are going on really, truly behind the scenes in my life. So that's facebook.com/KimKomando, instagram.com/KimKomando, and also twitter.com/KimKomando. And I know that so many of you have been asking about my mom. So I think I'm going to be using Instagram to really talk about what's going on with her and really divulge what's going on. And it's not good, I'll tell you that right now. So if you've been a fan of the show, you've been wondering what's going on with my mom and her cancer journey, make sure that you follow me on facebook.com/KimKomando and instagram.com/KimKomando. All right, moments away, we've got some tips about what to do with your life and how you have to get some things in order. And we're also going to talk about how to clean up your PC and speed it up. But first, we have Jason in Gainesville, Florida. Hello there, Jason.
Hi, Kim. It's Jason.
Welcome. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, I'm a longtime listener. It's the first time on your show.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm actually out in the Florida Panhandle. But my parents' house is in Gainesville.
Oh,
that's where
okay.
I grew up.
All right.
Yeah. And it's interesting you mentioned what's going on with your mom. I lost both of my parents 2 years ago, about 2 months apart.
Oh,
so
I'm
feel
sorry.
For you. I'm sorry you're having to go through that.
It's rough. You know that.
It is.
It's hard.
It is. I am trying to maintain their house as best I can. I've kept the power on. I let the other utilities lapse because I'm there pretty infrequently, but I would really like to have a security system in place. so that I can monitor things. And when we do go there, gosh, it would be great to stream some sporting events and other things on the smart TVs in the house.
Sure.
And I'm just trying to figure out the best way to make that happen.
Well, you know, you have different levels of security. Okay. You know, in the bare bones minimum, Jason, you know, you throw in a cam on the inside, you throw a cam on the outside, and then if motion is detected, then you get a text or a notification, right?
Right.
Now, if you were to drive from where you say, like, where are you, like, near Destin or Pensacola?
Not quite that far, the Panama City Beach area.
Okay, all right. So if you were to drive from Panama City to Gainesville, was that like a 3-hour drive or a 4-hour drive?
Closer to four and a half hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So 4.5 hours. So if something were to really happen, it would take you a while to get there.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So that was the reason now is that, okay, so it's going to take you 4 hours to get there. If the water heater busts, there's a leak, whatever, or the temperature gets too hot or too cold or whatever it is, that now we're talking about other sensors, see?
Right.
And those sensors, so you're not looking at, like, on a little camera going, is that water on the floor? You know, so it's like,
right.
That's not a good picture right there. Okay. So, of course, I have to tell you, we have a sponsor, SimpliSafe. So if you go to simplysafekim.com, you can pick and choose different sensors. If you want, I'll configure a system for you, and then you can say whether or not you'll. And so I'm happy to do that and take the time to do that. And they do outdoor, indoor, but you do need internet access. Now, one of the things, the dirty little secret that the cable companies don't like to tell you is that you can put internet access in this house, and then you can put it on what's called vacation mode. And so when you're not there, you're not paying $50, $60, $100 a month. You're paying maybe $5 or $8 a month. Okay. So that would be, you're going to need that for the security system. And it, you know, and depending upon what you have that configured, you could even, like, maybe even get just like a really low internet package just for the security stuff. And then when you get there, you call them up and you say, now I need to bump it up because I'm going to watch some movies.
And okay. I'll have to check into that because when I grew up there, it's a little bit out in the countryside. There was no cable out there. My folks did eventually get a satellite dish, and that's what they had up until the time of their passing. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's cable access now.
Yeah, just, you know, do a little search, and you can type in your address online. You can see if there's, you know, any cable out there. It's pretty rare now to find, you know, unless you're, like, really, like, in the deep farm country, you know, that we don't have any access. You can always use cellular. You can also take a look and see if Elon Musk Starlink is available in that area. And because that's a cheaper alternative down the road. You still got to buy all the gear and everything. But I actually signed up for it. I mean, we have cable, but I just want to see how it's going to work. So that's really why I signed up for it. So you've got a lot of moving parts here. You do. But let's start with the security system. Let me spend some time and let me configure one for you. And I'll put some links also to some just basic outdoor cameras in case you want to check them out over in commando.com inside the Commando community. And thanks for your kind words. Popular Science's iDrive is, get this, a solid hybrid between emergency backup and everyday storage. They also spoke about how backup service protects you from ransomware attacks by taking regular snapshots and allowing you to roll back if needed. Let me tell you, I couldn't agree more. I mean, iDrive is easy to use. It's affordable, includes generous storage. And iDrive can be used to back up all your devices. That's great. Your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more. What's wonderful, it does it all into one account. With their military-grade encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is completely safe. And I love that I can automate backups, never have to worry about losing access to important data or running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month, and when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you're going to get 90% off the first year. Just go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, just a quick little thing about Google Maps you need to know about. If you open on your phone recently, you may have been greeted with this notice about how Google uses your data to improve maps and all yada, yada, yada. It's all great and blah, blah, blah. blah, blah. Then it wants you to consent to allowing Google to continue collecting your data. Okay, agree. You don't notice anything change. But if you say no, you're going to lose some important things about Google Maps, like turn-by-turn navigation. So if you don't want to do that, there are plenty of other navigation apps. If you have an iPhone, Apple Maps is definitely improved, and it's not as bad as it used to be. Mike in Houston, Texas. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on in Houston?
Well, I listen. I really enjoy listening to all of your insight into the tech world because I'm not that big a techie, so I learn something new every time I listen to you. It's great.
Well, thanks.
There's a question. Is my wife is a long arm quilter, and they're not doing quilting bees in person yet. And so they want to do a Zoom bee. And so when she grabs her laptop to take it back to where her machine is, which is kind of in the back of the house, the Wi-Fi is not as strong as it is in the front of the house. And so it keeps dropping off. And it won't let me listen to, like, blogs when I'm out in the yard or anything like that. So my question is, are those Wi-Fi extenders any good? Do they work? And do you have a recommendation for one that is mid-price to upper without being the Cadillac?
How old is your router?
Okay, they're pretty new.
Are they good?
They're within a year.
All right, excellent. Okay.
Both the router and the cable modem.
All right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And just for giggles, when we get done, what I want you to do is to reboot everything.
Okay.
And the way that you do that is you turn off the router, then you turn off the modem. Okay.
Right.
Then you turn on the modem, wait like a minute, and then turn on the router. Okay.
Yes.
Because all we're going to do is I just want to reset. Sometimes when you're having signal issues and problems is that maybe there's an update that has been sent down or, maybe it's just like things get, kind of like you have to reboot your computer every once in a while. And sometimes
yes.
that helps.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
So now she's in the back and she's your lovely bride and you want to make her happy. And so there are different extenders that you can try, and I don't want to give you a whole bunch of mumbo-jumbo on the air. I'm just going to give you links when we get done, okay?
Okay.
And so the important thing is, where do you put that extender, right? So
That's my question, okay. Yes.
So you have the router. Let's say the router is at point A, okay?
Uh-huh.
And where your wife wants to do the Zoom call, the Zoom B, is point C. And where you want to put the extender is halfway between the router and where the signal actually starts dying. Okay, so you're not going to put it back in C. You're going to put it like somewhere around B. You know what I mean? Like somewhere around there in the middle. And you want to make sure that's not close to a microwave oven, anything that's going to give off any frequency or anything like that.
Okay.
Now, let's say you buy the extender, and if you buy it on Amazon or Best Buy or wherever, you can always bring it back, or Walmart, right?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't do anything. It just does not work, okay?
Okay.
That's where you want to look at something called a mesh network, okay? And we can go through this if you call me back and you tell me it doesn't work. But just as a point of reference, what you're doing is you're piggybacking your signal from, remember that A, B, C? Right now you're piggybacking, you're getting the signal from A, it's going to B, and then it's trying to get to C. Okay.
Right.
So with a mesh network, anything that you have in the house that's connected to the internet becomes one of those relay points, even if it's your phone. Becomes like, oh, my phone's on the Wi-Fi. I think I can use some of that signal. Okay. And that requires an investment, probably $300. But they're super easy to set up and they run off an app on your phone. Unlike your router right now, where you have to make sure that it's updated and all that other garbage, this thing just gets updated over the air. It just works.
Okay.
Google has their own mesh network. you know, products. And I put into my house a product called Eero, E-E-R-O. You can buy it. It's an Amazon company right now. It wasn't. Now it is an Amazon company. So you have different...
Isn't everything?
Pardon me?
Isn't everything these days becoming an Amazon
Gosh.
Company?
Isn't that the truth? Dang. I mean, every time I turn around, there's like, Amazon's getting into this. Amazon's doing this. I mean,
yes.
And, you know, every time I look at it, I think, why didn't I think about selling used books out of my garage? You know, so it's like.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're cute. That's okay. It's fine. So so if you go to commando.com/community, there's okay. We have what's called the Q&A message board. And what I'll do is I'll put some links to I'm going to give you links like two extenders, okay?
Okay.
And one medium price, one high price. But I want to make sure, but also make sure that you look at the return policy. If you're normally you got like, you know, at least 30 days to give this thing back. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't want you to buy it, let it sit in the box, and then, you know, 45 days, you're like, oh, yeah, I better go look at that, okay? Because sometimes they don't work. And then if that doesn't work, that's when we're going to go to the next step, and we're going to look at a mesh network. And I'll give you some links for that as well. How big is your house?
It's 2,400 square feet.
Okay.
You know, it's not huge.
And what's it made out of? Brick?
It's brick, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Brick exterior, and it was built in 1965.
Oh, okay, so those are some thick walls.
Yeah.
Not like they do today. Okay, so
right.
All right. All right. So I'll put some recommendations for you together, Mike. So that this way, you know what they say: happy wife, happy life.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure that everything's good in the Mike in Houston household. And thank you for your call today, sir. And thanks for your kind words. I got to tell you about NetSuite. Let me tell you, it's really hard running a business. I know. I've been doing it for 25 years now, okay? You make a lot of decisions. And, you know, I used to make decisions by doing a whole bunch of research. And then I said, well, I don't need to do research anymore. Now I'm going to make decisions based on my gut. Like, this should work. I think this should work. And I was lucky. I really was. But I have had my share of losers. And if I had to do it all over again, I would only make decisions not on my gut, not what I feel, not what I think. I'd only make decisions on research and data. That's it. But if you're running your business and you're still on that whole gut mode, let me tell you, it's wrong. I pivoted this business years ago to only look at numbers and only to look at data to make decisions. So, you know, you got to take your ego out of it, okay, in order to run a successful company. And, you know, my company is successful. I have no debt, no investors. And if you're still sitting there on QuickBooks, now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one financial system for a reason. Okay, it's going to give you the data. It's going to give you the numbers. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, your inventory, your HR, your e-commerce, and more. It's everything that you need to know about your business to grow it all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, no matter how big your business grows. Now, failing to switch to NetSuite, it's going to leave you stuck, okay? You're trying to figure out where your business is, what's going on with your books, while your competitors are just sprinting ahead. Get this, 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control since switching to NetSuite. And special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program for those ready to graduate from QuickBooks today. That's special financing. Learn more about NetSuite, but you got to go to this address, netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim. All right, storage space always comes at a cost. If you have a Windows PC, there's a good chance that's filled with all kinds of files and folders that you don't even need. And deleting them will not only make room on your hard drive, but it actually can make your Windows PC run just a little bit better. So you want to empty the recycle bin. You want to see deleted files are there. They're permanently gone. Temp files, you know, Windows only needs them when they're being used. They take up space. When you power down your PC without turning it off, you put it in sleep mode, it actually stores a whole bunch of stuff too. Open Windows files, Hibernate is similar to sleep, but then it saves everything to your hard drive. So we've got the step-by-step instructions, additional tips to clear space in your PC. Get that Windows PC running fast. Head over to commando.com, and then you want to click the link at the top that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come, bad news. A popular home security system can be disarmed remotely. What? I'll tell you more about that, and we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so if you're not getting thecurrentnewsletter.com, gosh, you're missing out. It's fabulous. Anyway, it's tech news that you can use, delivered to your inbox twice a week, no ads. It's everything that you want to know about whatever we're talking about is just right there in the newsletter. So sign up now while you're thinking about it. It's at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, it's thecurrentnewsletter.com. I mean, recently we talked about how Alexa-equipped microwaves and smart glasses are coming. We talked about how a bridesmaid is now went to a wedding using a hologram. And, you know, the tech world changes by the minute. You want to sign up now while you're thinking about it. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, thecurrentnewsletter.com. I may have time for two phone calls here, by the way. Claire in Missouri. Hi there, Claire. Claire?
Kim, hi, I'm here, Kim. Oh. I have a question.
Sure.
Should I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead.
It's about a type of Facebook post I've been seeing more and more of, in fact, probably several every day. There's a lot of different versions, but they basically all ask a very simple question that virtually anyone could answer. Some common examples, they may show six pictures of desserts or beverages or whatever, and they'll ask which one's got to go. Or there'll be a picture of a wringer washer and ask who's old enough to know what this is. Or, yeah, a sort of different version is spell out your name in predictive text.
Oh, I know. Or there's like, yeah, you know, put these two columns together and that becomes your gang sign, you know, whatever
it is.
Okay. Well, okay, what happens is that there are companies that are behind these, what are seemingly innocent posts, right, and polls. And when you participate, is that they can get access to your Facebook profile. And they can get maybe some data off your Facebook profile. They can get some demographic information from you, maybe start serving you more targeted ads, and maybe sell your data to somebody else. You know, as a general rule, okay, if you want, you already know that you have seen that wringer washer, right? You don't really need to have a gang sign there in Missouri, right? You already know what is your favorite dessert, Claire?
Oh, pretty much any dessert, but I'll say blondies.
Okay, blondies are awesome. Okay, they're great. Okay, so you already know all this, and I know that it's fun to do that, but my advice, just say no. You know, it's you don't know what kind of tracker, you don't know what they're grabbing about you, you don't know anything else that might be going on behind the scenes when you start looking at those Facebook posts. I mean, you know, it all goes back to the whole thing, too, that whenever a product is free, you're the product. I mean, you've heard me say that for so many years. And, you know, on Facebook, your data, you are the product. And they are trying to figure out so many ways to profit off of your data, and meaning that anything that you do on Facebook, they're keeping track of, anything that you may answer. And a lot of people don't realize this, is that when you are signed into Facebook, even if you're not at Facebook.com, even if you're not in the Facebook app, if you are continually logged in, then every single thing that you do is being tied right back to Facebook servers, and then it's going back into this whole database of you. Because somewhere in the cloud, there is a digital representation, a digital avatar, so to speak, and it has, sometimes they say, up to 25,000 different data points. And it's interesting that you bring this up today, Claire, because this past week I worked on a podcast with a congressman. And he's been a good friend of mine for many years. I mean, and he was in real estate, and now he's a representative here in Arizona. But he's trying to put together a bill about privacy and data privacy in specific, and these different data points. And what the data points are is that he's trying to figure out with this bill is that, is there a way that you could be notified when somebody accesses your data and that person is from the government? Could you be notified of that? And what exactly are they looking for? And how much data is there? And how much how much is all this data worth? And so he's working on that. I'll tell you, it's Congressman Schweikert from Arizona. He's in Scottsdale, Fountain Hills, and different parts of Phoenix. And he's just a swell guy. He really is. And then we talked more about the medical devices and medical tracking and wearables. And we don't get political because David knows that I don't go down that path. But one of the little stats that he gave me, a little fun fact that he gave me, is that it's like 5% of people are responsible for 80% of all the costs of our health care. And so I was like, you know, 5%, what is that? Is that like, I asked him, I said, is that 5%? Is the number one, is it like heart disease? I mean, that's causing all these issues. And is there a way that with wearables and with other technology that we can keep that number down and have less surgeries and all that other stuff and keep people healthy and teach people about, you know, cholesterol and as they're growing up. But anyway, the number one disease that causes the most amount of money that costs healthcare as our nation is actually diabetes. And there's different types, of course, but diabetes is the number one. So we're going to be putting that podcast together Monday, Tuesday of next week. And so in case you're interested about what's happening in Congress with data privacy and our privacy laws, you definitely want to make sure that you get that podcast. And it's all under Kim Komando Explained. So no matter where you get your podcast, whether it's Amazon, Spotify, Google, Apple, Pandora, Amazon Music, I think I said that twice, TuneIn, you can even go to komando.com/podcast. But you definitely want to make sure that you subscribe to that podcast. While you're there, you want to rate and follow it as well. Stay right where you are. We've got some bad news about a popular home security system that can be activated remotely. It's really kind of a wild story, so stay right where you are. Hey, there's some bad news. A popular home security system can be disarmed remotely. What? Yes, smart security systems, they're common, right? But a security system is no good, right? If someone can simply turn it off remotely, and that's possible with one company's equipment. Security researchers have discovered a problem in the Wi-Fi connected cameras in the what they're calling the Fortress S03 home security system. Okay, but what they found is that they could disable cameras without a lot of effort. What's worse is that they tried for months to get a response from Fortress, and even now the flaw remains active. You can learn more about it, and of course, don't worry about that with SimpliSafe. Head over to SimpliSafeKim.com. Once again, that's SimpliSafeKim.com, where you can find me 24/7 on our website at Komando.com with a K.